There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
People want to discount 4chan all the time, saying that it's like not a hub of legitimate news.
Well, you know it, I will say, it is definitely a hub of words.
It is. There are words. And what is not news if not words? You know what I mean? So in the end, if it's not, if it wouldn't be true if someone wasn't saying it,
right,
and they wouldn't be saying it, it wouldn't be written down if they were saying it, and if they hadn't thought it,
right,
they wouldn't be saying it, and they haven't thought it, how'd they even think about it?
Right.
So where it come from? Somewhere real.
Absolutely.
So they wouldn't have thought about it, to think about it, to say it, to write it. That's coming up my legitimacy?
Your brain, it's just a lockbox of knowledge. All right, everyone, welcome to Side Stories. I am Ben Kissel with Henry Zebrowski.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Very confused. I'm very confused. I feel fine.
Yeah. I think the internet is confusing a lot of people. Speaking of confusion, today's episode, we're going to talk about QAnon. We're talking about it a little bit. It is total dog crap. It is not real, but we are going to talk about it. We got a clip from Alex Jones coming up, and Jerome Corsi, one of the authors who broke the story. They have some doubts now. Perhaps QAnon has been infiltrated, but we'll get into that a little bit.
QAnon has been infiltrated?
It's possible this fake organization has been infiltrated.
It's not a 15-year-old somewhere in Wichita who just stopped. He found one of those like straight edge forums.
Uh-huh.
He listened to one hardcore band and he went straight edge and he stopped jerking off.
Yeah.
Now he has all this extra energy and so he started to fucking turned into QAnon.
Hey, you know, once CM Punk got out of the WWE, straight edgers had no hero. They had to go create their own. And perhaps QAnon was that. So we'll get into that. But first, Henry, our Mark David Chapman episodes, thanks everyone for listening. What a great response. Fascinating story. The little people are my new favorite thing. But Henry, you have a conspiracy theory that we weren't able to cover for time about Mark David Chapman.
You say conspiracy theory, I say that I did some investigative journalism, which I always will be sad about the state of conspiracy theories, the fact that I can't do it as much because it's been taken from us.
Yes.
The president took it from us. Alex Jones took it from us. We can't have fun with it as much anymore.
Yes. Now
there's a lot to be said.
Okay.
About Mark David Chapman being a pointed weapon of the U.S. government to murder John Lennon.
Okay. So now, what is the words that are being said about this?
Now, first of all, I mean, you've done none of the reading.
No, I have not. I thankfully have tried to keep my mind pure with information.
You didn't see the where the faults lie and where the crags are in this quote unquote actual story.
All right.
Mark David Chapman murdered John Lennon, who was a enemy of the state.
Why?
Who's the only person, because John Lennon was the only person who could mobilize enough people with just the power of music alone in order to destabilize Ronald Reagan's new government. Because Ronald Reagan, obviously, what do we know now? It's 2018.
Uh-huh.
Ronald Reagan NWO has been kicking since 1980.
Sure.
He was a robot with an exoskeleton. He is now 105 years old. Praise Emperor Reagan. Praise Emperor Reagan. Thank God John Lennon was murdered.
No, so I don't think you can say that.
Legacy. I have to by law.
So,
because if not, the Reagan thought police will come in and all of the masks, like in that, like those surf heist movies.
Uh-huh. Okay, hold on. So John Lennon, he was a supporter of Ronald Reagan and the NWO, so Chapman had to kill him. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
So he was the opposite. He was the only one who could destabilize Reagan's reign. The only one who could stop because he could mobilize people through the power of music. Now, Mark David Chapman, he was, it seems, to be indoctrinated by the MK Ultra at a place called Castle Memorial, which is the truth place where he actually was hospitalized. When he tried to commit suicide for the first time and went to that mental hospital where he would about bobbed his way to working on the staff.
Right, right.
They said the part of the reason why that happened was because, and it seems to be true. I don't know whether or not it's connected actually or if it's just a bunch of people saying actually it's connected.
I'm just going to say it doesn't seem to be true, but that's a point counterpoint.
Yes. It is. But a part of it is that it says that one of the umbrella research groups for MK Ultra was housed outside of this place, Castle Memorial, in Hawaii.
Okay.
Now let me look this real quick. Let me use Castle Memorial. Yes, hospital, MK Ultra. Pops up first thing pop it in there.
Yeah, when you Google Castle Memorial MK Ultra, it's the first thing that pops up.
It's the first
that
thing.
That is why
up.
Everything is fucked right now because everyone just Googles what they want to believe.
No.
In.
Okay. I wouldn't be there if it wasn't there. It wouldn't have prompted me in the Google search, would it have? Not if not many people have not looked it up.
All right.
So he went, he was indoctrinated. This is where he got his Project Monarch or Project Artichoke training.
Okay.
He was there. He was his personality was broken down, which is why then they allowed. He did so well in the program because Mark David Chapman works within the 5% of the population of people that are highly susceptible to hypnosis.
Okay.
Same thing with Sirhan Sirhan.
Uh-huh.
Same thing happened with Sirhan Sirhan. He went to a mental hospital.
The man who shot Bobby Kennedy. Yeah.
They say that he was crazy.
He was.
But actually, sure, but maybe it's because the government made him crazy in order to use him as a tool.
So Sirhan Sirhan, certainly not a man who looks physically adept at doing anything.
A presidential candidate from a 3-point stand. So Mark, you know he's got strong quads.
Yeah, I guess that. Mark David Chapman, overweight, insecure, weak, no muscle. He talks to little people. How would he be like guy number one? Like, he's our first round draft pick. He seems to me like he's not going to be a Tom Brady. He's going to be a little bit more of a Johnny Manziel, and he's just going to end up failing miserably.
Hide in plain sight.
Don't know. That's not... Okay, so...
That's what I'll say. So let me continue my story.
Yes, please do.
So he goes, story, Henry. Story, more like the alternative truth.
Uh-huh.
The problem is that I couldn't get to the story on the show because I was too concerned with the mental health issue that was brought up by a dangerous son that we were watching and seemed to be apropos to the episode. So
right.
Now I'm going to get into the actual truth.
Okay.
So what happened here is that he then was a part of the YMCA. Now, the YMCA is another group that indoctrinates youths to the powers of the government. And using their international legs...
I thought the YMCA just got people really good at floor hockey because that's all that I really did when I worked at the YMCA and when I went to the YMCA, a lot of floor hockey.
Also, that is where I was pushed down and the towel was removed from me and they all laughed at my penis. It was the same exact thing.
Perhaps you have, so, is that part of the MK Ultra treatment? Humiliate first, break them down, and second, maybe. Yeah,
I really hope. When will I be activated?
Uh-huh.
And so when he went to Lebanon... Because of the YMCA, there's a process that the MK Ultra like to do is called the bloody their constituents, which they do is they get their guy, whoever's going to be the point man, but they have to teach him how to use a fucking gun and they have to get him used to warfare. So a part of their war games have to be done in an active war site, which is why it just so happened to be he was sent through the YMCA to Lebanon.
That's true, okay.
Right, during an active war site so that he could get a taste. Of the action that he was supposed to do. So that's step five.
Well, I will say, you know, on a real level, it probably desensitized him a little bit to war, to violence. So that's that's possible.
So he was even redder. And then his quote unquote friend, if not his MK Ultra liaison, Dana Reeves, who was the man that gave him the 5 hollow points when he went to Georgia. It actually wasn't just a quick little trip. He went down there and it was part of a boot camp where that's why when you notice that the shots on John Lennon were such in a tight little circle, only a trained sharpshooter could shoot somebody with that kind of accuracy, kind of ferocity.
Didn't he shoot
that
him
kind of calm under pressure?
Well, he wasn't calm though. He was a nervous wreck, and wasn't he like 4 feet away from John Lennon? I'm pretty sure
tight
I could have hit him.
Groupings. It takes. You have to be bloodied. You have to go. You have to be in the shit first to not panic. And then that's also why when he shot him, he just stood there and waited to be arrested because his programming had run out. He shot there, and it wasn't that he was having a psychological breakdown. Is that he was.
Who flipped the switch? Like, who like was like, and now we shut him down?
His command was in the Catcher in the Rye.
So the book, but this is the fifth book that he bought randomly at a bookstore.
Ha ha. But maybe it was introduced beforehand. It went into one of his shadow personalities when they shatter your personality in order to make the little subgroups your personality where they can then put their secret plans. They could put their assassination instructions inside of there. And then when he was going through all the books, he saw Catcher in the Rye, MK Ultra program. Activated him once. They put him through the ringer. But then also, he may have had a little bit of help by a man named the Dakota, the doorman of the Dakota, Jose Perdomo, who may actually
You're just maligning a doorman. You are maligning a doorman.
He and there's a whole several internet documents that say that his actual name was Joaquin Sanginis.
Okay.
And he was a, because technically he believes that he was a, Jose Perdomo, who was a Dakota doorman, was an anti-Castro Cuban exile. Perdomo and Chapman, they sat during the day while they were just shooting the shit, right? Which, like, essentially, while Chapman was hanging out, they were talking about how the Bay of Pigs, they were talking about all this conspiracy shit.
No, not the like Bay of Pigs was not a conspiracy. That's just them talking about U.S. foreign policy.
I actually feel like at a time it was sort of conspiracy because technically it was working against the U.S. government, correct? Because I know for a fact they didn't have the backing of the U.S. government to go in. This is a CIA operation.
Yes, but it was not a conspiracy. It was fairly well known pretty quickly.
But is it a coinkydink that he was probably a member of the Bay of Pigs invasion party, that he originally went, he was a Cuban exile.
Uh-huh.
He came to America. He was the first one to point out Chapman as the assailant. He's like, that's the guy who shot
him. Yeah, because he saw him shoot him.
Right, unless it was he who shot him instead.
What?
And that
what?
It was Chapman that was the fall boy that had a gun put into his hands, and that his actual name is Joaquin Sanginis, and he was supposedly on the books died, quote unquote, died during the Bay of Pigs invasion. They buried him, and now he was the constant tail on John Lennon, marking his walkings in and out of Dakotas, and eventually he helped Chapman figure out and fulfill his program.
You know what, man? Yeah, it's just that'll happen. I don't
Come
know.
At
I
me.
Do not. Okay.
Come so, at me with your facts.
Well,
your quote unquote facts.
Interesting alternate truth coming from Henry Zebrowski regarding Mark David Chapman. It just seems like he's a little overweight, slightly bloated, completely insane. I'm just not sure if he would be the optimal soldier for an MK Ultra program, but who knows?
Who knows? You know what the thing is that, again, like most of these things, like when we talk about QAnon too, is that the problem is that it reverberates back and back and back into further conspiracy theories, is that Jose Perdomo features into the JFK assassination conspiracy theories that also somehow wraps up Jack Ruby into
so this
it.
Is just
and
like-
it's a whole book called Who Killed John Lennon that is a full-on... It was written by Fenton Bresler.
You gotta believe
it. His name's Fenton. And if he did, if his name is Fenton and he lived through childhood without being beaten to death by Stephen King style bullies,
yes,
then he has to have something on him. Because, you know, again, they always hang their hats on a little bit of truth, right? The FBI did have files on John Lennon from 1971 to 1972.
Sure.
They did believe that he was a dissident. J. Edgar Hoover had an actual literal hard on. For
yes.
John Lennon, wanting to make love to him so furiously,
yeah,
and hating the Beatles, and hating, ooh, I hate the Beatles, and you're saying mean stuff about the government and my tight little panties, and how they feel all fucking cold and on my balls, like it's my mommy, it's like my panties are my mommy,
right?
And so he was real upset. So that's real.
Yes, J. Edgar Hoover was a total maniac. They had files on a lot of people.
But then, and then also MK Ultra was real, right? So a part of it, and there were connections, so you can kind of put whoever you want in
there. But isn't MK Ultra like a total failure? Like, didn't they just give a bunch of people drugs, and they were like, turns out we just made them hippies. I thought we were going to make spies, but we just made them like super hippies that could absorb any amounts of acid and copious amounts of mushrooms.
But there's also people who believe that the entire hippie generation was purposely created by the CIA in order to destroy further generations of critical thinkers.
Yeah, that's possible.
And supposedly it was supposed to be done to destabilize the American people. Same thing with crack cocaine.
Well, I do believe
the 80s.
CIA may have been behind it, yeah.
I mean, so there's some talk to that, too, is that acid was done to confuse people and that they did it all the time. But I don't know if that's true because it seems like a waste of awesome acid.
Yeah, man, and it seems like a lot of people were enlightened by acid as well, and a lot of great musicians. They took a little too much.
I'd say
but they had some good music.
Acid made me a better person.
Yeah, unless I was accidentally, or not accidentally, I was given acid the other weekend. I did not realize that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting moment. That was a good time.
I learned a lot about myself. It's really good to actively destroy your personality every once in a while.
Right.
You just have to, like, you got to go at it and just destroy it every once in a while to learn something about yourself.
Right.
And hopefully not get pulled into a trap by a bunch of spooks trying to teach you how to kill, like, who are we going to kill, Ariana Grande? What is she going to do?
Well,
you know what I mean? I'm not doing that.
You'll have to learn how to pronounce your name, not like a Starbucks coffee, and more like a grande. And yes, I the CIA is probably not looking for two guys like you and I to pull off the world's dumbest murder.
Says you.
Yeah, that's true.
Says you.
All right.
There's
so
much stuff with this.
Okay.
Mark David Chapman theory.
Do you want to do 1 minute, wrap up the Mark David Chapman theory, and we'll move on to QAnon? Go. You got a minute? Let's sell it.
Mark David Chapman. I don't have enough energy to sell it because it didn't happen like this.
Oh.
You just have to address it because it's also like the people who believe that Stephen King actually murdered John Lennon. There was
what?
At least one man who full on believed that because of the physical resemblances to Mark David Chapman, which also was wrong because they did not pick a current picture of Mark David Chapman, especially at the time. They did an old picture of Mark David Chapman. They said Stephen King, because Stephen King used Mark David Chapman as the inspiration for the book The Dark Half, which was about an author that had a side personality that was super dark. And he, because of his fascination with Mark David Chapman, they said, well, actually, bling, 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 in my fucking crazy brain, Stephen King actually murdered murdered John Lennon.
To that point, Stephen King certainly has done a copious amounts of drugs, mostly cocaine, and for some reason when he does a bunch of drugs he writes a lot of child sex scenes, which make the middle of it very unnerving.
They were discovering themselves in sexuality.
Yes. All right, let's move on to QAnon. This is total nonsense, but it must be covered. This is kind of a crossover between Abe Lincoln's Top Hat and last podcast on the left, so it's fun to cover it. Listen to Abe Lincoln's Top Hat for more realistic news, but QAnon, there is no denying it is real to the extent that there are millions of people who believe it, regardless if it's true or not. That is true, that people believe it.
Because of the nature of last podcast, right? It's like we do a lot of work. Like I read like a book a week because of last podcast now, which I'm not supposed to do. I'm at the top level. I'm at the most of my brain can absorb.
Right.
And a part of it is that I don't really get to have as much fun as I used to have, like looking up conspiracy theories on the internet.
Right.
That was a part of it where it's like with Mark David Chapman, I felt like, okay, this is a good little primer. And it's like, and as I was going through it again and remembering how much fun I had, like reading about MK Ultra, which we will cover in depth, which I think is a very important part of our history, because I think it fucked up an entire generation of people accidentally. But then I got onto QAnon, be like, and I did the thing. I did the standard mid-30s man thing where I just walked. I went to Google and went, what is QAnon?
Right.
And the stuff that came up.
Well, let's go with, I'm just going to go with the base right now, and then you can say what came up. So QAnon, it's also referred to as Q, the originator of a conspiracy theory popularized mostly by supporters of Donald Trump. Now, this theory involves a series of cryptic internet postings by a person claiming to have access to classified information involving the Trump administration and its opponents in the United States. So QAnon's posting campaign is also referred to as, quote, "The Storm," detailing a supposed secret counter coup by the Trump administration against, of course, the alleged deep state. And for those that don't know, the deep state is basically career Washington insiders. So like Robert Mueller, for example, the man who's in charge of the Russia investigation, he's deep state. All of the FBI, deep state, CIA, deep state. That is where that is what that term looks like in reality. Basically, it's government institutions that have been around for a extremely long time, and because of that, they're supposed to be apolitical, and the notion here is that they have been politicized.
Well, the idea is that the deep state is a.k.a. the Illuminati, a.k.a. the Grand Cabal. That is what they've been calling it. That's where it goes all to the end. There's also a sort of belief that if you get to the bottom of QAnon, that the deep state's actually the name of a activated AI that Barack Obama directly speaks to and gets orders from. And then Barack Obama sits and he sends his delegates out to manipulate the warrior of peace, the only man that can protect all of humankind, Donald Trump. Because the term the storm came from, I guess, some speech he made, something about how this is just the calm before the storm. And that what QAnon did through a series of anonymous posts on 4chan was say, this is the storm coming, and started placing these little mysterious nuggets on 4chan saying, I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you about the news before it happens, and then you're going to see, I'm going to start connecting all these dots,
right,
which lead all the way back to that the Nazis are still alive and they live in Antarctica, and we lost a war against them in 1947 against all these UFO, you know, like, against their UFO technology. It's very big.
It's interesting that you say that, because it's literally the plot of the video game Wolfenstein. which I have been playing. I'm finally on to the Colossus game, which is the third one in the series. I beat the first two, which I'm very proud of. It is actually that. And I think Nazis, I think they live in Charlottesville and kind of all around the country at this point. So to that degree, they have not disappeared. That's true.
It is true. They're still around. But I'm looking at now, I'm looking at QPost.online, which is like all of his new posts. And they're all very like, because the worst thing that happened... was that I would say one of the worst parts about the story is the fact that the mainstream media did start reporting on it.
Yes.
And once they started doing that,
legitimized
it gave
it.
Him the whole backstory, because now half of these posts are being like, so am I really just a LARP? Which is the new 4chan insult, by the way.
Oh, okay.
LARP is the, because you know it means live action role player, but that's what they said. Instead of saying shill, because like a shill's not cool anymore, LARP is the new shill.
Okay.
And they said that because he's a LARP, they were like, would they come and attack me if I was just a LARP? And it's just all of these people writing articles about QAnon, and they're all just so infuriating because they're written by these bespectacled New York Times reporters that, in the way they speak about internet culture, makes me so mad.
Yeah, they are always behind the times, going back to our incel conversation. The media had never heard of them. And of course, when they do pick up on things like QAnon, all it does is legitimize them in the minds of these people. And the interesting thing is, from a true political angle, we do have a situation where Trump is surrounding himself with so-called deep state individuals like Gina Haspel, who's about to take over for the CIA, Mike Pompeo, now Secretary of State, John Bolton, a total war hawk, his national security advisor now. So he is surrounding himself with former Trump or with former Bush shills, the same people that he promised
to
run against.
He's been infiltrated.
That is a conspiracy theory, but in reality, it's because he has no other options, because no one wants to work with him. That is the
why truth. Is it because he's an incompetent? Like, he's just one of the worst men for the job. They're really the only person who'd be worse for the job of president is Henry Zebrowski.
Well,
and it would just be me just being like, guys, I know this is fucked up, but can I just go home? Can I quit this job,
Mr. Zebrowski, you are home. It's the White House now.
I don't want it to be my home. I miss my apartment.
You've always been here. all right. So, interestingly enough, Mr. Zebrowski, I do have to push back a little bit on what you're saying, because Jerome Corsi, do you want to defend QAnon more?
No, I don't want to, but I actually have a question for you, because have you done any research into this at all?
Yes,
separately?
I did. I just refuse to talk about it because it is like, it's so dumb. There's like real world reactions or reasons for a lot of the things happening. But QAnon is fun, and I understand why kids like to go on the internet and live in a fake world. It's more fun than
the real one. I don't mind. The fantasy part of it, I think, is interesting. I think they're allowed to go and come up with all of these stories about the AI, because that's fucking cool sci-fi. I'm into all of that shit.
Right.
The problem is that as long as it doesn't lead to Pizzagate level, like people getting shot up in a pizza restaurant, then I think we'll be fine.
That's the
hard
part.
My question is, though, okay, are there any bit of it that has corroborated? Has anything been right that he said, or is it just random?
Only to the degree that he is surrounding himself, Donald Trump, that is, with people who are pro-foreign intervention. That's why, and this is, don't want to get too in the weeds here, listen to Top Hat for actual politics here, but when it comes to the Iran deal, ripping it up, it's guaranteed war with, or it's more potential for war with Iran because they're going to kick up their nuclear program. Israel already bombed all of their sites in Syria, Iran's. So basically, it is a conspiracy. The conspiracy theory's outcome is that they want war with Iran, but the actuality is he is surrounding himself, Trump that is, with people who would love to go to war with Iran, and tearing up the Iran deal is a way for them to say, hey, we have a reason because Iran is picking up their nuclear program again. We better go in and start WW3.
Why do we want to bomb Iran? Why do we want to do that?
It's because our interests, Saudi Arabia and Israel, are the only two nations basically in the world that are happy with us tearing up the Iran deal. And Israel, as we see now with the capital being moving to Jerusalem, fulfilling a religious prophecy that is a very controversial choice, right? Well,
that was like very controversial.
It's just going to lead to violence, which is exactly what it's doing. We got over 60 folks dead, thousands injured Palestinians, no Israeli casualties at this point. So it's basically in the minds of true religious fanatics, Jesus will come back once there's a war between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The Israelis will win. And then theoretically, the Christians go and beat the Israelis. And then I guess there's peace on earth.
I don't think that's true.
No,
it's not. Because Christians do a lot of bad shit.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
But anyway.
You know who should be in charge, man?
Who?
Care Bears. Remember them? They were nice.
I love Care Bears. But anyway, going back to QAnon, Jerome Corsi, he is the author. He's on Alex Jones InfoWars on a regular basis. He was a major proponent, a major advocate, and pusher of this conspiracy theory. He has now said, he has declared that QAnon is no longer valid because, quote, it has been compromised and its postings can no longer be trusted. As a matter of fact, we got a clip here of Alex Jones saying a similar thing before he interviews Jerome Corsi. Should we play this clip?
Oh my God, Jerome Corsi looks like the fat uncle from Harry Potter.
He does.
Oh wow, the Nun movie that you talk about all the time.
I love Nuns.
What
on
was
the
that
run.
Movie?
Nuns on the Run. Run. Yeah, oh, it's that Testicle, guy. Spectacles, Wallet, and Watch. Oh, it's one of the best. That's how he remembers the sign of the cross.
Fucking fat piece of shit, jowly fucking idiot. He needs to be hit in the head with a bucket.
He's. The strangest thing to hit somebody in the head with, because it does hurt, but
yeah,
not
absolutely.
Enough for you to be really bad.
But it makes a fun clang noise,
yeah.
And you get, and he goes like, "Oh, where'd that bucket come from?" And then you're like, "Hey, it's me, you fucker, you fucking piggy boy, piggy."
All right, let's play this clip of Alex Jones.
I was on the phone this morning, talked to some folks who are out playing golf with people that have been involved in QAnon. They say, "Hey, that's been taken over. We're unable to even post anymore. That's not us anymore." And then Corsi was right on the same line 2 days ago in private conversations we had, saying, "Hey, it's been compromised." Then I didn't even talk about it on air. Then I was separately told this by QAnon. So I'm going to say again, I've talked to QAnon. There's only about 5-6 people that have actually been posting. I've talked to QAnon. And they're saying QAnon is no longer QAnon.
There it is. So a court from out of the mouths of the creator of the conspiracy theory, QAnon is no longer QAnon. And this is exactly what InfoWars does. They just run around their own tails and then finally like, oh, that's not it. And then they find an alternate truth to their other alternate truth. And it just continues to propagate and they continue to be able to run a website that is full of lies.
I mean, they have to come up with content.
They do. And
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's a storyline. You're following a storyline. You could see as you go through all the stuff. And think about, like, this is a fun post. It's like, do you want to be a part of this movement?
Uh-huh.
This is a Q post for May 12th, okay. 2018. Even though it may be compromised, still, I feel that the spirit of it is strong.
What is the spirit of it?
Trust must be earned. Trust is not blind, nor is truth. We fight every single day on behalf of you, the people who put us here. We knew this day would come. We will never forget. Do not glorify us. We are merely the vehicle. You are what matters. You are hope. You are love. You are peace. Stay united. Stay together. Stay strong. This is bigger than any one person or entity. You are fighting for truth, collectively. Will of the people. Trust in yourself. The choice will always be yours. God bless you all. Where we go one, we go all.
There it is. So apparently what happened here is Corsi, he began to sour on Q as an anonymous poster is known after Q alleged the people like Corsi who are using the laughably fake conspiracy theory to enrich themselves. As a result, Corsi has started to publicly doubt the authenticity of a grainy photo of an ink pen that he once claimed, quote, pretty much authenticates that QAnon is is very close to Donald Trump. He says,
yeah, buddy, I am looking at the picture. I'm looking at the fucking picture, and it is just a ball. It's a pen next to White House stationery.
This is what he says. Huh. He says, that's the Laurel desk, okay, number one. And he says, quote, it's the one that Obama used and apparently Trump is also using at Camp David. That's the desktop at Camp David. He goes on to say, the pen is a Montblanc ink pen that Trump has used for a long time. Corso continues, that's Camp David over the weekend. And that picture had to have been taken by somebody who was there with President Trump. His pen on the desk, that pretty much authenticates that QAnon is very close to President Donald Trump and present in some of these really important inner circle White House meetings. It's a pen. It is a pen.
I'm going to put it this way. I am now at a point where I believe he is involved. I'm going to say he. I'm going to go ahead and say he.
You think QAnon is a man?
The Q.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to say that he actually quite possibly could be a part of President Trump's inner circle because I'm pretty certain he'd let the fucking pizza delivery man come in to the circle. If he just said, I love you, Mr. Trump.
Yes, that
he'd
is
be like,
true.
Yeah, you were going to be a part of this. Oh, you're definitely part of this. I guarantee this is somebody who works
for the
White
House. Honestly, man, at this point, it might be Kim Jong-un because he called him an honorable.
It could be anybody.
Kim Jong-un said one nice thing about Trump and he forgot that he's a horrible dictator and then forgot that North Korea has generational slavery and thinks he's an honorable man. And he said that right in front of the 3-day detainees that were then released after they were tortured a bunch. And of course, Otto Warmbier's family probably not thrilled with that either.
But a part of this idea, this thinking that, like, well, the one thing that he succeeded in doing was delegitimizing the entire White House. He has made it completely, like, it is a fucking clown car now. So, yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, it's from the White House. Who gives a shit?
All right.
Like, it might as well just be he's a game show host. He might as well be fucking Pat Sajak. Could be the next one. And that's an old man reference.
Oh, I love Pat Sajak. If he gives speeches and then Vanna White turns over the letters of every speech and all the words.
Well, you do. The thing about Pat Sajak is that you have to get him in front of the camera before 3 p.m. because past 3 p.m. he's blind fucking drunk.
I know. Honestly, Wheel of Fortune. There needs to be a movie behind the scenes at Wheel of Fortune because evidently he and Vanna White just got lit. And so because what you do is, I'm sure people ever know, you know this, but you film like 5 to 6 episodes in a day when you're doing Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
You work for like a month, you take 11 months off, all of these are canned. So by like, you can actually see the episodes where you're like, I think he's blitzed. I definitely
he's
like
hammered.
Yeah.
He's just flushed. You know what I mean? He's just like, yeah. People spin wheels. I spin wheels when I drive my car. And I tell you what, I don't drive my car unless I've had 3 of something. You know
what I mean? Well, I'm going to predict QAnon is Jared Kushner. Look at that. He was over in Israel giving a speech. And is a total proponent of what's happening right now in that region.
He's another one that needs to be fucking pantsed.
Well, he's just 36 years old, man. He's our age. He just comes from, like, nothing he's touched has turned to gold. He's the opposite of King Midas. I just don't, yeah. Anyway, he's thin, though.
We're just not truly stupid enough to be, like, very successful.
Yes.
We've got to fail up.
Yes. A lot of people do. All right, so that's QAnon. That's basically the whole conspiracy theory is...
I guess so. I mean...
I don't know. I mean, it's total nonsense, but it's kind of fun, but then also, like, there's also, like, real news that's very interesting.
Well, yes, exactly. There's real news that actually matters. But a part of it's, like, I do like the conspiracy part of it. It's fun to dip into it. But the problem is that I just don't... I think that the dynamic of conspiracy theories are just, like, fucked right now. Because it's all about, like, they're all still acting like they're the underdogs.
Yeah.
Or it's just, like, you're pro-Trump. Trump is president.
Well...
He won. He did the thing. He already did it. So now you're trying to continue this conspiracy theory angle when it's like you're in the winner's circle
and playing into Alex Jones's whole like globalist. They're a globalist. Alex Jones is, by his own terminology, the definition of a globalist at this
point. They are literally truly just still jealous that they were not invited to the Black Panther premiere. It's shit like that. It's because they can't go to the they can't do any of the cool stuff.
Yeah.
So they're all butthurt about everything. Every single thing. They're upset about this. There's conspiracy against us. It's like, no, you're just a part of a future that no one really wants to be a part of. Like, you're a part of this weird, old, still old white man future where it's just being like, where at this point, with the only comfort in my mind is that just know that 10 years from now, we'll all be alive and most of the people that we hate will be dead.
Fox News anchor Sean Hannity, he has tweeted about QAnon and the Russian government in, funded network RT, also has discussed the topic. The conspiracy theory has also been promoted again by Alex Jones and Jerome Corsi. Evidently, on March 13th, 2018, Operation Rescue, Vice President and pro-life activist Cheryl Sullinger referred to QAnon as, quote, a small group of insiders close to President Trump, and called his internet postings, quote, highest level of intelligence to ever be dropped publicly in our known history. March 31st, actress Roseanne Barr appeared to promote the conspiracy as well, which subsequently got covered by CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times. Reddit has since banned the QAnon community, which again, for inciting violence and posting personal confidential information, which
that's
of course,
how it is.
Yes, which of course will only harden their beliefs further.
You know, yes, because every single time you crack down on them, it means that there's something afoot.
Yeah.
And you know who must be getting a fucking kick out of all this shit?
Who?
Is Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Putin
oh,
must God. Be. He must laugh himself to sleep.
I can see that.
Most nights. Where he just sits and he's like, man, I am nailing this.
Yeah. I feel like Putin, like, I think he just sleeps when his body forces him to fall asleep, and then he wakes up like 20 seconds later, and that's just kind of how he does. No one sleeps.
I barely sleep, and we run a podcast. That has no consequence.
All right. Well, that's a little
bit. I
love
this shit.
Oh, it's fun, man. And as a matter of fact, you should come on Top Hat soon, and we can talk about other things. Because there's just so many of these conspiracies. The thing that does bother me a little bit is that Alex Jones has direct access to the most powerful office in the world, which is the White House. And the man is literally, like, he should have just stayed on cable access. Remember when he was lovable? We could just laugh.
Yeah, man.
And then it all...
He was the tip of the spear. I remember him being the guy I loved to read about. I loved all of his stuff. I thought he was cute. I thought he was fun. He was like, I miss all that. I miss it so bad. I miss him being a fun character, and now we can't do it anymore. Because the other thing, too, is that Trump is still very, I'll never use the term smart, because I think he just has animal instincts. I think a part of what he did was he realizes that he is talking directly to the consumer, much like we do, right?
Yep.
Where it's like, the more he roils up all of the internet bullshit, he is tapping into an actual hidden massive group of people
totally
that the mainstream media won't even access fucking any sort of legitimacy to.
And of course,
and so constantly separating the two.
And InfoWars has become a mouthpiece to that bizarre fringe where it's like lie on top of lie on top of lie. Your brain can't even process the lies. There's so many coming at you so fast that it just becomes a certain truth to some people. So that's QAnon. And you're right about Trump, man. I hope the next president sticks with Twitter. I honestly think that's a good way to outreach to people, but just like does it better because it's a strange thing about
it. If someone can now sit and watch this with a calm, like an actual educated brain, and look at this, be like, okay, this is how you directly speak to America. You can do it like this and you can get their reactions. But for the most part, the people who seem to be, I guess, rolling up being like, if I see fucking Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton even mention ever fucking again, I'm going to throw up. I'm so sick of both of those fucking idiots. And they have nowhere. They just got to get nowhere near Twitter. Nowhere near any of this shit. We need somebody young.
You know who I really
somebody
like?
Somebody young's got to get involved.
Just nerdy. Connor Lamb. Check him out of Pennsylvania. He won that special election. It was a big deal. There are some folks out there that I think could do well.
And not that ginger red-headed Kennedy. I don't want to see another fucking Kennedy involved either.
Oh, I know.
Because they're murderers.
Yeah, they're
Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick. All right. Well, there's a little bit on QAnon. If you have more to say about this subject matter, find us on The Last Podcast Network at gmail.com.
I know that you will.
I know that you will. Well, we hope you're living your best life. And is there anything else, Henry?
Man, I hope not.
Henry is officially done. All right, everyone. Well, hail yourselves. Thank you all so much for listening. You know where to
hail Satan.
Yep, Facebook.
Live, love, and learn. Love it, and leave it. Don't love it and don't leave it. If you don't love it, you should leave it.
I just don't understand why you keep on pushing this.
I don't know.
Hail yourselves, Magustalations.